WHTC and WHTC.com.
Thanks, Brent, for that warm welcome and introduction to the At Home Show. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, with you today again on this Friday afternoon. And alongside me today is Brian Hansen. He has been on the show before, and a welcome to you as well.
Thanks, Mark.
You know, today's going to be a great show, and it's going to be a continuation on the series that we started last week, and that is a project focus. So those of you who that maybe missed last week, we talked with Pam Kars and really talked about projects in general, with the whole idea that over the Christmas break, you're maybe talking with family, maybe a spouse, maybe another relative, and you're talking about next year, 2014, and maybe dreaming of projects that will be on the docket. Maybe you're thinking, hey, I'll have a tax refund coming up here in a couple months. And so the idea is that you have maybe listed 3, 4, 5, maybe if you're the case of my family, 10 to 15 projects.
Right.
Right. You know my wife, Brian. So, again,
I'm not going there.
Right. Just leave that one alone. And we want to give you kind of those, the tools and the steps and some helpful hints to be able to accomplish those projects. So instead of talking just in general, we're actually kind of digging deep. We're taking a deep dive and talking about specific projects. Today happens to be a discussion on windows and exterior door replacement. And I think for the bulk of today's conversation, we're going to talk about, you know, what are the steps and the things that you have to do to make sure that this project is a success. We might talk a little bit about brand-specific products along the way. And then we may spend, if time allows, at the end, talking about a project in case you were maybe building a new home. But for the bulk of the show, it's going to be focused on kind of the remodel side of things. Before we begin, some housekeeping, 395-1450 if you have questions about today's topic, as well as if you have missed any previous show, go to WHTC.com and check out the podcast. Always a lot of fun and something that I do in my spare time when I have it. Now, I think it's also relevant before we start talking, Brian, to talk about actually what happened earlier this week with Snowmageddon, right? I mean, that's right. Kind of been the talk around the water cooler. It's been the discussion at work, even at home, and in the neighborhoods. What do you see Snowmageddon doing specifically? It's the latest information in terms of projects that are maybe going on right now or just the housing industry in general. What's the impact over the next couple months on it?
Well, actually, I know one thing. We got early in the week, we got a lot of calls, more than usual. We get them in the spring normally once the snow completely disappears, but we got a lot of calls about condensation on different parts of the house, not just windows, doors. Sometimes actually I had someone call, it was on their front doorknob on the inside, all those kind of things. With how cold it got and the wind chill, unfortunately some of the products are not, I mean, they'll withstand it for a short period of time, but they're not perfectly set up for that cold of weather. And really all I mean is really like windows and stuff. There's nothing wrong with the window if it's minus 15 and there's some condensation on the inside. Unfortunately, you just have to make sure that your humidity is absolutely as low as it possibly can be. And if you can't, I'm sure by now you've already seen that it's not happening anymore. It's really just one of those things where a couple days were just beyond really what the normal standards are for them. But there's nothing really wrong. It just, you know, it's just a headache for a while to have to wipe up stuff and, you know, different things like that.
Right, and that's the question that I was going to ask you. Is there something really wrong with that particular product in my home? And I think you made the great point. It's beyond the tolerance, right?
Right.
I mean, we all have that kind of, I guess you would say maybe reasonable. Some people might describe it as normal, but tolerance of level of weather. And what we experienced earlier this week was definitely kind of a, I mean, some people even say a 1 in 20 year phenomenon, if you will. The other thing that it will do in terms of building, and if you are in the midst of a project right now, you have a family member that's in the midst of a project or a friend, it's going to probably push the project out a little bit. And by that I mean it's just going to delay it a little bit. And you might say, well, it only happened 2 days or 3 days, and so maybe production on a home or an addition or a project slowed, or maybe it stopped altogether because people just couldn't get out in that weather. But there's all that ripple effect that will now occur because folks are getting back, but the job sites have to be now cleaned up, if you will. The snow has to be moved, and the ability to do that labor is probably just going to be slowed. Well, the efficiencies are going to be lost.
Well, and we already were a little, you know, backed up on labor around the area to begin with, so you're already tight. Then you get that. Then, you know, we also, you know, at our lumberyard in particular, we didn't get trucks in for 2 days, and some of those trucks only come once a week. So now you're a whole week out on a certain supply. So it's not just 2 days.
It's pretty interesting how just a couple days can kind of have an interruption in the process, but also ultimately it may affect the building process by a week, 2 weeks, even up to 3 weeks or four, depending on what that specific project is. So now let's jump into our specific project focus for today, and that is exterior door as well as interior door replacement. And Brian, let's talk about exterior door replacement. Let's just say that I have a door that's 15, 20 years old, maybe it's even older than that, and I'm looking at maybe replacing it later this year. Where do I start?
To me, a couple different things you want to do. You want to go to different websites, obviously local lumber yards, but also just type in fiberglass, front doors, exterior doors, steel exterior doors in Google. And I would start to drive around on your way to church, grocery store, wherever you're going, and get ideas of what other people have and what you think would match with your house. Stand out in front of your house when you're snow blowing your thing and just start imagining what you want in your house if you are sick of that front door.
Okay, so you're suggesting that one of the first places you should go to as a resource is the internet. There's websites like Pinterest and House, and also driving around. And I think that's a great point. Sometimes it's lost on us right now because so many of us want to spend the winter inside. Hey, taking a drive around on a Sunday afternoon or a weekend, you can really see some of the newest, most relevant products that are on the market. We're going to talk more about replacing exterior doors and windows. We'll do it after we return on the At Home Show here on 1450 WHT.
Here's a look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com. A dense fog advisory in effect for Ottawa and Allegan counties till 7 o'clock this evening. Showers this afternoon, and we'll probably lose some of that snow as the temperatures rise to 36. More rain overnight, temperatures holding steady around 35. And for Saturday, yep, more rain in the morning. Temperatures will rise to around 41 in the morning and then fall back in the afternoon hours, and that range could change over to snow. Not real nice out there for the ice sculpting competition. Right now in Saugatuck, it's 33 degrees, and at the A.C. Van Ralty statue in Centennial Park, our current temperature stands at 32 degrees. Get Holland's hometown forecast on your phone anytime by texting STORM to 80373.
And welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. We are sponsored in whole by Zeeland Lumber and Supply. So for those of you who are just joining us, we are continuing our project focus. This is a series that we started last week, and today we're talking about replacing exterior doors as well as exterior windows. I really want to give you an idea of what the steps are to be able to tackle a project like this and tackle it well. And that's the point. Now, I was being made fun of last week after the show. There was a few people over the weekend that were giving me a hard time because I did say another resource, and we were talking about resources before the break, Brian. Another resource could be HGTV, and I brought up the show Hawaii Life, and then I couldn't think of any other shows that I watched.
Right.
I mean, so it was the gears were twofold. First, that I admitted I watched HGTV, but then also that I couldn't really think on top of my toes of other shows. And I will tell you that there are other shows like Love It or List It and House Hunters and Design on a Dime, which I'll occasionally watch. And so that is a revelation I did want to tell all of you.
And also another great one that I just thought of is the Vanilla Ice renovation show.
Is that real? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a contractor now.
Absolutely. That is a great show. I've watched that show. If you're not familiar with Vanilla Ice, he's the rapper that had a...
Ice, baby.
Right, that one. Right, exactly. Had one hit record, and he got into the home... He got into the home improvement business about 10 years ago, and he remodels these million-dollar homes down in Miami.
Huh.
And he's hilarious.
Interesting.
And now he's up at the Amish community in Ohio.
He's doing some work up there. So I guess that's another resource that you could maybe watch. I'm not necessarily going to advocate for it or not advocate for it. I'm going to pretty much take Switzerland on this one. So let's continue that discussion on the door, exterior doors, Brian. And we've talked about, okay, first of all, kind of taking that, you know, dreaming the different options. You could go to a showroom like Zeeland Lumber and Supply has a showroom with several doors in it. But then what do you do once you have an idea or maybe you've kind of narrowed down your style that you're looking for?
Well, I think the very first place you should start at is look at the front of your house and figure out what colors you want. Do you want a stained door or do you want a painted door? Really, that's kind of you kind of need to look at that even before you start looking at the actual door. Because if you want a stainish color door, then you need to get some kind of wood grain door, either fiberglass wood grain, a true wood, whatever the case may be. If you're going to paint, then it doesn't matter quite as much. You can get smooth fiberglass steel. You know, you can paint over the wood grain ones as well. But really knowing what you want before you actually go into maybe a showroom or something like that, obviously we're going to get you closer to what you need. But you got to have some kind of an idea, because if you go look at any of the major door companies, they have up to 1,000 different options.
So the options are definitely endless.
I always tell people, take our dictionary of doors, get down to 5. And then start going from there. You know, eliminate 95% of what's going on and get to what you think will look nice on your house. Because not every style is going to look nice on every single house. We're selling quite a few retro 1970s Happy Days type doors. Well, but that's not going to look nice on all modern new houses necessarily. So you just got to pinpoint what's going on. As well as sometimes you just got to touch up what's going on. I looked at my door. My door's pretty new, fiberglass stained door, but I realized when I was freezing out there, snow blowing, I better put some stain on it this spring.
Right. Now, and let's talk about the painting and staining in a few minutes in terms of repetition. But when someone would come in, to your point, the options are endless. And with the downturn, with the recession, it has demanded from the manufacturing community to be able to produce a relevant product that's the latest and greatest technology, that's innovation. And before the recession, what we saw was a lot of people just called it a steel door. That's what they want. Is that still the case out of the recession, or is there another option that the listeners should be in tune with? And then please follow that up with a conversation around maybe the size and trying to understand how to order a size of door from the width to the actual frame size as well, Brian.
Yeah, I would say the only place that really these days is, you know, necessary kind of by code and stuff like that, and whether you're, you know, just doing one door, you don't have to worry about code as much, but it still keeps your family safe. The garage to house door, you need to have it be a steel or a fire rated fiberglass door. They're made specifically so they don't burn, so you can actually get out of your house.
That's a great point.
Or people can get into your house to remove you. Otherwise, there is no reason not to use fiberglass doors. with any weather that is, I mean, with any place door that's facing any type of weather whatsoever.
That's an important point that I don't want to be lost on this discussion, Brian, and that is it's important to understand where that door is going to sit in relation to elevation, in relation to overhang that you may or may not have on a home, because the door is going to perform according to the environment that it's installed.
Yeah, you know, a true wood door, you really have to be absolutely careful with. It needs to be completely protected from any of this, you know, polar vortex weather that we have around here, or you will, you know, immediately start having some rotting and fading issues and stuff like that. A fiberglass door, you might get beat up a little bit, but you can retouch it up and it'll be fine.
All right, we're going to talk about making sure that the size of door that you order is correct for the opening that's involved. We're going to do that after the break. Stay with us here on the At Home Show, 1450 WHTC. Welcome back to the final segment of the At Home Show today. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, with you. Alongside for the ride is Brian Hansen, as well as all of our listeners out there. And a hearty thanks to all of you for listening each and every week. Without you as listeners, we couldn't make this show possible. So thank you again for listening, whether you're in your car or if you're at home or in your office. So here's what we're doing is we're wrapping up the discussion on a project, and the project highlighted today is an exterior door. And the first step that we highlighted is really looking at different resources, whether it's websites or driving around or TV shows. That's a great first step. Then going to a local distributor like Zeeland Lumber and Supply, who has a showroom, and talking with their experts. And one of their jobs really is to understand what your needs are and then fit a product that fits that need. I am kind of thinking along term and along the line, Brian, of, you know, what are the other things that you have to do? What's so sensitive about exterior doors and windows is that there's one opening. You really have one shot. It's not like a 2x4 where if you got the wrong size, you could just take it back, put it on the shelf. You order a door or a window, and if it doesn't fit, you're stuck. You're kind of stuck. So we need to talk about the sizes and all the other little details. And then secondly, I think there should be a discussion as we kind of wrap up our thoughts today on the investment that folks can expect to pay, as well as lead times on getting doors.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Mark. That's why it is really critical, so you don't stress yourself out over something that is relatively an easy upgrade to your house. It sometimes takes time and effort, but it shouldn't be stressful. But what makes it stressful is when you wait until spring and you want to do it right away, well, there's a 4-week lead time for some doors. Some are quicker, but a nice, decent front door before you can actually get installed is probably a month. So if you start figuring it out now in different places, including Zeeland Lumber, get it ordered, and you know, then you have it when it's time to actually do the spring project.
That's a great point. Now, it's going to take different lengths depending on what door you're doing. So a front door might take 4 weeks. A garage to a house door might be as quick as 2 to 3 business days.
Correct, yeah. Again, I'm mostly talking about the front door to change the appearance of your front house.
Okay.
If you need to replace you know, your service door, your house to garage door, whatever the case is, we can get those a lot quicker. And especially, unfortunately, it happens sometimes, break-ins or anything like that, we can get doors quicker. I just meant for doing a project that you're planning out ahead of time. That's kind of where we're at with that. It's probably about a month process.
Okay, not lost on us, as you talked a bit before the break about stained doors and painted doors, right? And please, listeners, if there's one thing that you take from today's show, really it should be this, that there is this trend and movement to having doors that are already pre-finished or pre-stained, ready to just be installed and you're done. I don't know how many projects that require paint that you get the project done and then 2 months later you just haven't had an opportunity to paint it. There's incredible value out there, and I think that that the door hanging shops and distributors out there have recognized the need for it. And so they're actually doing the whole process of making the door and pre-finishing it in one environment. That's something that's important to note, and we feel like it will be a trend in the next, you know, going forward right now as well as into the next 3 to 5 years.
Well, it's one of those things that you can take off your to-do list, too, because not every contractor who installs a door for you necessarily will paint that for you. And then it's kind of stuck on you, and all of a sudden, you know, your kid's got soccer and everything else, and you never get to it. Then that comes into warranty issues, but more importantly, it comes into appearance. So absolutely people are going to having the factories finish it. It used to be a big price difference. That price is pretty much the same as hiring someone to paint it, you know, give or take a little bit. So absolutely going to pre-finish is a good way to go these times. And these companies have such a wide variety of stains and paint. And even most of them will even do custom. If you absolutely need to find a door that they don't have the color of, they'll normally do a custom. Might be a little bit of an upcharge. But, you know, Mark, you were asking about what you kind of need to know ahead of time. Really, if you come on in to Zeal & Lumber or any other showroom that has doors, it really is, we don't take offense to actually bringing in, you know, I was joking about Vanilla Ice, but if you actually do see something on his show or on anyone else's show, we don't take offense to it if you bring a picture in and say, can you get this? We might not be able to, because it might be something completely different from the lines we carry, but we'll give you an idea then. At least we know what you like is.
And that actually should aid the whole process,
right?
If you do bring in a picture, whether it's on your iPhone or printed from the internet or any or a magazine for that matter.
You know, especially with technology these days, photos of your present front door always help. Obviously, we can't get sizes off of that, but photos help. Even photos of the whole front of your house, then we can tell you, we think this style will look good on it, and this one's not so good.
What about the small details, like the size, the deadbolt, the hinges, all that kind of thing? Is that just something that is discussed when you're kind of...
I would say for the average homeowner, it probably is just best to come on in without any of those specifics. You can even give us a call. You don't necessarily have to come into the showroom, and we can help walk you through. Each door is a little different, so it is something that's just best if we talk to you one-on-one about that part of it.
All right, so you've gone through the whole process. The one glaring omission from our discussion today has been the investment, right? So what can one expect to pay? And I know it's maybe kind of a Pandora's box that I'm opening here, but just give our listeners a little bit of an idea of the investment that they can make on a purchase like this.
You know, anywhere from, I would say you can get a pretty nice substantial, you know, a pretty nice looking upgraded front door for about $500. Obviously, you can go all the way up to $2,500, $3,000, stuff like that. But you should be able to get a super nice door between $500 and $1,000. And then I would say installs about $300 as a rule.
All right. So the other thing that is part of that is side lights and even transom over the top of the doors. And that will obviously increase the investment level that you would make.
That increases it, and that's what makes it a little hard to figure sizes, you know, without having someone actually look at it. So we can definitely take care of that Zeal & Lumber. But again, stand out in front of your front door and just see if you need something new.
Well, Brian, thanks for being on the show today. It was a good show. Hopefully some helpful information for our listening audience. Definitely I learned a few things today, and for that I thank you.
Ice, baby.
Right. With that, I'm going to sign off. Thanks again, everyone, for listening to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHCC. Have a safe and happy weekend, everyone.